So Samachem with Beis. We are dealing with the subject of Hodas Baal Din, as we mentioned after davening yesterday, that we have a Gzeirah Shava, Davar Davar. Just as in monetary matters, we need two witnesses to establish reality or to tell us what's going on. We need two witnesses in marital matters. The Gemara says, well, if two witnesses work, so then we should be able to have even an admission working, and we know that admission doesn't work in regards to tell us that someone is married. The Gemara says, there's a difference, because when somebody admitted that he's married, he's messing up his relatives. She admits that she's married, now her sister can't marry this person. It's chav lachrini. It hurts others. Whereas in monetary issues, if she says, I owe $1,000, it doesn't hurt anybody else. Then the Gemara had mentioned a story. What about in monetary issues? Are the two witnesses needed to create the event, or are they just there for telling us what happened? And the Gemara said, they're just there to tell us what happened. Okay, so that's what we're up to. Now we'll have a very interesting discussion. It really goes on for the whole daf on the topic of Eid Echad. What happens if one witness tells you something and you don't deny it, and you're just quiet about it? Is that the equivalent of you yourself admitting? Is that the equivalent of two witnesses? How do we understand that? So Amar Abaye, Abaye taught, Amar lo eid echad, if you have one witness who comes to a man and tells him, achal techelev, you ate forbidden fats, you have to bring a karban. Valo shosek, and that guy's just quiet. So now Naaman, that means that we've established that he ate forbidden fats, he has to bring the karban. Tana tuna, we have a tana, in an external source also confirming this. Because we learned that the Mishnah taught, Amar lo eid echad achal techelev. If a single witness tells a person, I saw you eat forbidden fat, I know it was a mistake, but I saw you eat it, so you have to bring a karban. Alo omer, and the man thus confronted, responded with, lo achalti. No, you didn't see correctly, you missaw. I did not eat chelev. So then he doesn't have to bring a karban. Taima, so listen to it carefully. The reason why he doesn't have to bring a karban, Tamar lo, because he said, no, I didn't eat. Ha'ishtik, if you would have been quiet and just not, responded, Mehemin, the single witness, would have been believed. So that's like the view of Abaye, that Eid Echad, a single witness, saying something that is not in any way contested, is believed even to obligate someone to bring a karban. It's a pretty amazing thing that we believe him so much that we bring the carbon and we don't say that maybe this is chulin ba'azara, maybe this is non-holy items being slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha number two from Abaye. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar lo eid echad, if a single witness says, oh, you see those trumos that you have or those items that are tar of yours, nitmutar osecha, I saw them become tameh. Balo shosek, and the Baal Abayis is quiet. Naaman, again, the witness is believed. V'tana tuna, we have a tana out of this, who also proves this. We learned in a Mishnah, Eid Echad Omer Nitmuv. One witness says, the things became tummy. Balo Omer, and the Baal Abayis says, lo nitmu, they didn't become tummy. Pater, then he is exempt. Taima d'amar lo. When is it that he's exempt? When is it that he doesn't have to treat it as tummy? Because he says he knows that it's not tummy. But if the Baal Abayis is quiet and he just, lets it go what the Eid Echad says, Mehemet, apparently the Eid Echad is believed to establish that items are tamei, that the truma's got to be burned. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, halacha number three, Amar lo Eid Echad, if a single witness says, Shorcha nirba, I saw a man come and have marital relations with your ox. And as a result, the ox cannot be used as a carbon. Valo shosek, and the owner of the ox is quiet, doesn't say anything. So then Naaman, we believe that single witness to disqualify the animal as a carbon. The Tana Tun, we have a Tana outside of this, also proving it in Mesechet Bechoros. We learned, Vishenev debo Aveira, if you have an animal that an Aveira was done with it, in other words, it was used for Znus, a man had intercourse with this animal, or Shehemis, or if the animal killed somebody, but you don't know it from two witnesses, al pi eid echad, you know this from one witness, or al pi abaylam, or from the owner itself, Naaman, then it is believed and the animal cannot be used as a carbon. What's the case of this Mishnah where you know about the fact that the animal had intercourse from a single witness? Or know about it from the owners. If the single witness says your animal had marital relations and the owner admits that yes, it did, that's the same thing as hearing it from the owner. So, Ella, what does it mean? The shasik must be that the owner is quiet. So Abaye teaches three chidushim. Abaye teaches number one, in regards to karbanos, if a single witness comes and tells someone, you did a kares act, b'shogeg, I saw you do it, and he's quiet, he then has to bring a karban, he's believed to make him bring a karban, he's believed to say to a person who has all sorts of things that he has to keep tar because of problems of truma becoming tameh, I saw your taharos become tameh, and the guy is quiet. He's also believed about that, and he's even believed to come to a person and say, I saw your animal have intercourse with a man, and if he's quiet again, the animal now is disqualified. And that's not just Abaye telling us; he has brisos and mishnayos proving these three halachas. I guess so, right? To a degree.
The owner has to be silent in all three cases.
Right, well, if the owner says no, so then if it's one against one, which is meaningless, then we go back to the original presumptions, the chazaka, and these things are okay. Utsricha. I have to tell you this chiddush in each of these three cases, as Izzy correctly points out, that shtika kahoda'ah, that being quiet in each of these cases is considered, you know, validating, embracing, and endorsing the words of the single witness. The Yashmin Nachkam Isaf would have taught you in regards to the first case, namely, to the case of eating chalev. I would have said like this, the reason why he's believed, the single witness, because he loved the Kimli ben Avshe Da'avad, if not for the fact that the Bala Bias is 100% sure that he ate Chelev, Chulin Bazar Alohava Maisi, he would have been afraid to be quiet. Because if he's admitting to what is being, what's being told to him, he now has to bring a carbon. If he really didn't do it, that's a terrible avera, the avera of bringing non-holy items into the Beis HaMikdash. So to avoid that terrible avera, if he's, you know, allowing this impression to form and allowing this narrative to take hold, must be it's absolutely the truth. Aval mitmuta rosecha, but in the other case, where a guy comes and says, your chuma became tameh, your tzor things became tameh, and he's quiet. Who's to say that that means he's admitting that that's the case? Maybe we should say, hi, the shasik, the reason why he's quiet, the savar, because he figures, all right, so I'll treat it as tummy. Chazili be made to maso. When I'm tummy, I'll be able to eat these things. If my food, which is tar, becomes tummy, so when I'm tummy, I'll be able to eat it. Okay, not the chuma, but other things, you know, other taharos that become tummy, I can eat it when I'm tummy. So why do I need to fight with this guy? But maybe it's not really an admission. So if I tell you that even this is an admission, I'll tell you why this is an admission. If he really, if it's not true, he would have protested. Because if he admits that it's tamei, now he can't eat it when he's tahar. But case number three, shoro nirva, where one person comes and says your ox is disqualified from being used as a carbon because I saw a man have intercourse with it, and he's quiet. Maybe he's quiet because he's saying to himself, all right, let people think that. I don't need to get involved. I don't need to protest. I'm not going to use my ox for a carbon. Most oxen are not going to be used as carbonos. They're out in the fields. So therefore, his being quiet maybe is not an admission that that's in fact the case. It's just that he doesn't want the hassle of having the discussion. So tzricha, that's what I need to teach you the chiddush in each of these cases. Again, Abaye teaches us a chiddush about shtika kahoda, about quiet, is as if you're admitting. It's not only true in regard to a monetary dispute, when someone makes a claim against you and you don't have an answer that you have to pay the money. It's true in regards to all sorts of religious matters. Someone comes to you and says you are chayav a carbon because you ate chaylev. Someone comes to you and says your taharos, your tahar things are now tameh. I saw them become tameh. Or someone comes and says your animal that you think is fine is really not fine. I saw a man sleep with it, therefore you can't use it as a carbon. If you're quiet in any of these cases, that's it. That's an admission. And now those halachos take effect. Question number 4. Ibailu, that a question in the yeshiva. Ishto zinta beit echad. What happens if a man comes and says, oh my gosh, Reuven, I've got a problem for you. Your wife was mezana. I saw it. I saw your wife go have an affair. You're so sick and Reuven is quiet. So now, what's the halacha? We say shtika koda, he now admitted. He's got to get divorced from his wife. He can't be with her anymore. Or maybe not. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Neman, the witness is believed. And that's it, they've got to get divorced. Rava Amar Eini Neman. Rava said, no, the witness is not believed. Havi Davar Sheba Erva. Because this is a question of marital relations. Ein Davar Sheba Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. You cannot establish the reality about issues of marriage, etc., unless you have two witnesses. Amar Abaye Abaye, who says that even a single witness is believed to wreck a marriage. Mina amina la, how do I know it? On the following story. Da'u Samya, there was this blind man. Dav mesader masniyasa kameder mar Shmuel. He used to come in front of Shmuel, and he used to review all of his mishnayos. He had a great memory. And he used to repeat all the halachos in front of Shmuel, you know, line after line after line. Yom Echad, one day, Nagale, he came late. Lo Ava Ka'asi, he wasn't arriving. Shadar Shlicha Basre. So Shmuel sent an emissary, go find this blind student. Adazel, as the Shliach was looking, Adazel Shliach, B'chada Urcha, the Shliach was going down one road, Asiyu B'chada, he was coming down a different road. So they missed each other. When the shliach came back, because he had gone on a different road, Amri said, you know what I saw though? Ishto zinta. I saw that Nebuch, the wife of this blind Torah scholar, was sleeping around with somebody else. Asalakami demar Shmuel. So now the scholar came to Shmuel. He said, what should I do? Do I have to get divorced? Amar lei, so Shmuel said to him, Imehemelach, if the guy is credible to you, zil afka, go divorce her. Vilo, if you don't believe him, lo tap. You don't have to divorce him. My love, what does that mean if he's credible? If he's believable to you, that he's not a thief and he's not someone who's just making things up because somebody paid him, you need to get divorced. So that sounds like a single witness is believed. Rava didn't say that the story proved that a single witness is believed to end a marriage. What Shmuel meant was, if you happen to believe this emissary, you know, tremendously, you consider him as good as two witnesses. Then afka, then you have to get rid of your wife. Get, you know, take her out. V'ilo, but if he's not like two witnesses, he's just one witness is not enough to end a marriage. Look, because you don't believe it. It's a davar sheba'erva. It's a question of, you know, nakedness, of marital relations. You need two witnesses for that. Lo tafka, you can't. You don't have to divorce her. Amar Abaye, Abaye once said, Mina Aminala, what's my source that even a single witness is believed in all these different cases? And to how do I know that a single witness is believed in all matters, even in regard to marital relations, if the husband is quiet and he's confirming it through his silence? The Tanya, we learned a brisa. Maaseh b'Yanai HaMelech. There was a story with King Yanai. King Yanai was one of the Hasmonean kings. The Hasmoneans started off as very pious people. They're the ones who fought the Hellenists and fought the Greeks. And under their rule, we had the Hanukkah miracle. But unfortunately, they then went bad. And for the most part, they became Hellenists and Sadducees. And as we'll see, Yanai himself persecuted the rabbis. So what happened with Yanai? Shehalach leKuchlis shebaMidbar. He went to this place Kochalis, which is in the desert, and Kibei Shamshishim Krachim. He conquered there 60 cities. When he was coming back, he was so happy, just that had this great military victory. He called all the sages of Israel. Amalahan, he said to them, Avosenu, our ancestors who built the second temple, Hayu Ochlim Meluchim, Bizman Shayasukim Bevinyan Beis HaMikdash. They were very poor, so all they could eat was salty vegetables when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. They had some pickles, that's what they could eat when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. Afanu, you know, we're in such a great state, we just made all this money, but let's remember them. Nocha Meluchim Zechel Avosenu. Let's thank God who made us wealthy. Let's not change because of our wealth. Let's go back to being poor people, eating pickles to remember it's all from God. Without His amazing blessings, we would still be as impoverished as we once were. So that's what they did. They brought out these, you know, salty pickles. They had golden tables. But all the meal was salty pickles. And they ate. There was a guy there. Letz, he was a real cynic. Lev ra, bad-hearted. Lial, no fear of heaven, no serious relationship to Jewish law. Elazar ben Pu'ira Shmo. His name was Elazar, the son of Pu'ira. Vayomer Elazar ben Pu'ira liyanei HaMelech. Elazar ben Pu'ira said to Yanei the king, Yanei the king, Yanei HaMelech. Libam shel Prushim Alecha. You think the rabbis are so nice to you? They listen to your new rituals, they listen to your ideas. In their hearts, they're all against you. So he said, really? Umayasa? How do I know that? What should I do to prove it? He said, you know what you should do? You are a Hasmonean. Hasmoneans are Kohanim. They're priests. Why don't you go serve as Kohen Gadol? Hakem lehem betzit shebein enecha. Put the tzitz, the garments of the Kohen Gadol on you. Put the tzitz, the forehead, the piece of gold, the strip of gold that goes on the forehead on your forehead, you'll see they'll get all angry. He did it. He put on the tzitz. Hayasham Zakin Echad, there was one of the sages, Yehuda ben Gedidya Shmo. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanei HaMelech. Yehuda ben Gedidya said to Yanei the king, Yanei HaMelech, Yanei the king, Rav Lecha Keser Malchus, you know what? You're the king. That's a pretty big thing. You've got the crown of rulership. Hanach Keser Kuna Lezar Shel Aharon. Leave the crown of being a Kohen Gadol to a Kohen. Now, one second, he is a Kohen, he's a Chazmanian. Shayomer, because there was a rumor, and this is what the sages had believed, that Imo Nishbeis B'Modiim, that the mother of Yanai had been taken captive by non-Jews in Modiim. And as we learned 2 days ago, if a Jewish woman has intercourse with a non-Jew, her child is a disqualified Kohen, a Chalal. And therefore, if a Jewish woman is taken captive, we suspect, midrabanan, that the non-Jewish captors may have violated her, and therefore, midrabanan, she's disqualified to a Kohen, and that was his mother. So he was a halal. The rabbis considered him a halal, a non-kosher Kohen anymore. So the truth though was, vayivukasha davar, it was investigated, v'lo nimtzu. It turns out that there was a false rumor. So here the rabbis were fighting with Yanai, and it turns out that there was no reason for them to fight with him. Vayibadlu chachmei Yisrael b'zam. So he was so angry, in rage, he separated the sages of Israel. Vayomer Elazar ben Pu'ira liyanei HaMelech. So Elazar ben Pu'ira, who had stirred up this whole fight, he said to Yanei the king, Yanei HaMelech, Yanei the king, hechet shebi Yisrael kachu dino. You know, if a simple person in Israel, he might have such a law that he's got to tolerate people spreading false rumors about him and treating him unfairly. Ata Melech, you're the king, the Kohen Gadol, you are the rightful high priest. Kachu Dincha, is this what your law should be? You should take revenge. So Yanai said, Umayasa, what can I do? So said Elazar ben Pu'ira, Imata Shamei Alat Sasi, if you listen to my advice, Rome sing. Just destroy them. Just kill them all. So that Yanai said, "V'torah matzei oleh." So what's going to happen to the Torah if I kill all the sages? So he said, "No, no problem. Anyone who wants Torah can go to the library. Harei kruchu munachas bekeren zavis. It's all wrapped up and it's in the corner. If people want to learn, they can go learn it." Kol harot zelumot yomu v'yomot. Amar Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak miyad nizur kavoh apikursis. At that moment, Yanai became a heretic. He became someone who is, fighting with God and fighting with tradition. Havli Lameimer should have said, Tenach Torah Shebichsav, okay, you can go to a library for the written Torah. A Torah Shebaal Peh, am I? But if I kill all the sages, who's going to teach the oral Torah? It's not written in the books. So Miyad, immediately what happened, Vatutzatza Ra'ah Al Yidei Elazar Ben Puraya, the evil grew up quickly and blossomed through this wicked man, Elazar Ben Puraya. Vayehargu Kol Chachmei Yisrael, all the sages of Israel were killed by Yanai. And the world was in a state of, you know, absolute, you know, shock. Until Yanai's brother-in-law, the brother of his wife, Shlom Tzion, Shimon ben Shetach, came, and he restored Torah to its old glory. This is the Braisa. So now, Hechidami, what was the rumor, what was the source of the rumor that Yanai's mother was a shvuya, was a woman taken captive, and therefore Yanai was a halal, a disqualified kohen? If you're going to tell me it was that there was a rumor that two witnesses had said that she was taken captive. Then they found another two witnesses that said lo ishtaboy, she never was taken captive. So why are you relying on the second group? Maybe the first group is right. So how could you go kill the sages? I mean, they had a solid basis to suspect that he was, in fact, a halal. Elabeit Echad must be that originally it was all based on one witness, and that one witness was eventually thrown out because two witnesses came and said no, that he wasn't taken captive, she wasn't taken captive. So one second, so why was the one witness thrown out? Why were the sages in danger? Time, the only reason why was the Kamakashile Beitrei, because two came to disprove the one. But if two wouldn't have come to disprove the one, if we would have only had that one the way it was initially, Mehemani would have been believed. So here you have a matter of, you know, personal status. And even though it's personal status, whether a woman is permitted to a Kohen, whether her child is a Halal, or whether her daughter would be a Halala, prohibited to a Kohen, one witness is a believed. Rava, who believes that one witness is not believed about personal status, will tell you, no, La'olam Treyu Trey. That story was that there were two witnesses who said Yanai's mother was taken captive, and then two witnesses came and said she wasn't taken captive. You said, so why should we believe the second set? The answer is, Kedama Rav Acha by Rav Ben Yumi. As Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ben Yumi, explained, Be'edei Hazama, the second set of witnesses were not just witnesses who said she wasn't taken captive. They destroyed the credibility of the first group. They said, you claim she was taken captive on March 3rd, 2001. March 3rd, 2001, you were with us in Arizona for the entire day. You couldn't have seen anything. So they were witnesses who proved them to be Edim Zomim, to be false witnesses. And therefore, they are fully believed. That's what's going on here. Ibai saying, alternatively, the reason why the second set were fully believed is because Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, when a second set of witnesses comes and adds new information that doesn't really conflict with the first set, that's not two against two. That means that we believe the two, because they've now added to details. They came and said, Shifcha ichnisu tachtea. They came and said, you guys thought that it was Yanai's mother who was being taken captive? We saw closely, it was actually a non-Jewish slave woman who was being taken captive, who came from Yanai's mother's household. You thought it was Yanai's mother, but it never was. And then they would be believed. So this is all according to Abaye. Abaye is of the view that a single witness who makes a claim and the person hearing it doesn't contradict it is very credible. He's believed to ruin an animal, he's believed to make a person bring a karban, he's believed even to ruin a marriage, even for a davar shebe'erva. Now Rava disagreed. Rava said that a single witness would not be believed to ruin a marriage. Amar Rava. Rava said, now in Samach Vav Beis, Mina Amin Allah. What's my source? It's not, because we learned in a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Maisa the Megura shall Discus. There was a story with the pool of this guy called Discus, which was in the city Yavneh. Shaitau Medet Becheska Shlema. It was standing, and the presumption was that it was a full mikvah, that it was 40 saw of water. If a person went into it, he'd become tar. Umaradu, then they measured, Venimtis Chasera. They found that it's missing some water. It doesn't have 40 saw. So now what are you going to do? What are all those women who went to the mikvah for the last couple weeks? What about all the pure objects, impure objects that went to the mikvah and then were used with truma? What are you going to do? It's now not missing water. So kol taros shenasu al gabo, all the taros that have been done, all the way going back to the last time it was checked, hayar bitarfon mitar, bitarfon said it was still tahar. Only from now that we found it being not complete, is it tame? Is it not good? Do we assume that it wasn't good? And Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva said, no, all those going back are tame. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, mikvah zebecheska shalim uomid. The presumption was that it was a full mikvah, 40 sah. We had measured it, it was good. Misafik atzavah lachasro. Based on a safik, you want to say, well, maybe it wasn't good. Atzachasvenu misafik. A safik shouldn't be enough to say it wasn't good. Rabbi Akiva said, no, who goes into the mikvah? A person or a thing that is tamei. You don't go into the mikvah if you're already tar. Adam zeh b'cheskas tamei u'omid. The person who went in was presumed tamei. So misafik, now you don't even know if it, you became tar, because now you see the mikvah is not big enough. So misafik atzabal ataro, only with the safik you can make him pure. Al tatar ena misafik. You can't make him tar based on a doubt. Rabbi Tarfon said... Rabbi Tarfon believes that it is tahar, all those things that were done. Mashal, a parable to this, is la'omeidu makrivel gabi ha-mizbeach, to a man who's standing on the altar offering karbanos, v'nodashu ben gusho ben chalutza. And then somebody tells him, oh, by the way, your mother, she was a divorced woman. Your mother had a chalitza before she married your father, the Kohen. Now, the truth is, a ben gusho ben chalutza is a Kohen. Now, it's a disqualified Kohen, he's not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to do the service. But if he did it, it works, b'di'evet. So, if he's told that he was a ben gush ben chalutz, avodasuk sheva, the avoda works. Rabbi Akiva said, no, mashal, what is it like? It's finding a mikvah being incomplete is like a guy standing on the mizbeach, omidu makrivel gabi mizbeach, a man offering karbanos on the mizbeach, and then he finds out, shubal mum, that really he has a blemish. And a person has a blemish, avodaso psula, the service is disqualified. Rabbi Tarfon said, atadimi so le baal mum. You say discovering a problem in a mikvah is like finding out that a Kohen is a baal mum. Anidimisiv le ben grusho le ben chalutza. I say finding a problem in a mikvah is like a man discovering that he is really a ben grusho or ben chalutza. Nirlem idoma. What is it really more similar to? Idoma le ben grusho le ben chalutza. Anidonenu ke ben grusho ben chalutza. If finding a mikvah being puzzle is similar to discovering a person's, you know, problem with his parents, it should have the same law. Im domo le baal mum, if it's like discovering that a guy is a baal mum, nidu denek a baal mum. So Rabbi Akiva began to try to analyze it. He said like this, mikvah pesulo biyachid. If you come and say that the mikvah, you measured it and it's missing water, you're just one person. You'd be believed. And we would no longer be able to use that mikvah. Baal mum, somebody who comes and says, this Kohen has a mum, also psulo biyachid. He's believed. So therefore, it's like the case of baal mum. Al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza. Why are you comparing it to a Kohen who's told that he's really the son of a divorcee or the son of a chalutza? Shapsulo b'shnayim, you wouldn't believe one person about that. You'd have to have two, because that's a question of personal status. Personal status requires two witnesses. Davar acher, or another way to look at it, mikvah psulo begufo. The mikvah, which is not big enough, which is missing water, is a disqualification in the object. Baal mum, a person who has a mum, psulo begufo. There's something wrong with him. Al yochiach ben gusha ben chalutza. How do you compare that to a guy who's told that his mother was divorced or chalutza? Shapsulo me'acherim. It's not his action, it's not his body that has something wrong with it. It's what his mother did. It's what his father did that created the disqualification. Amar le Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, you know what, Akiva, you're so logical, you're so brilliant. Kol ha-porish mimcha, ke-porish min ha-chaim. Anyone who leaves you is leaving life. I agree with you now. So now, hai bal mum shepsulu biyachid echidami. Rabbi Akiva's winning argument was that when a Kohen is redefined as a bal mum, that can happen by one person. Just like a mikvah can be disqualified by one person. What is the case of that one person? Either kamakishle, the Kohen's doing service, somebody tells him you're a baal mum. He says, no, I'm not. So we're going to believe that person? Mimahemen, do you ever believe a single witness who's being contested? Elo deshasik, must be that he's quiet. Udekavase, and that's exactly the point where Rabbi Akiva said, Gabi ben grusha ben chalutza, but if there was a single witness telling him he's the son of a divorcee or the son of a chalutza, dishasik, if he's quiet, that single witness wouldn't be believed. As it said, Katani mikvah psulo biyachid. The mikvah can be disqualified by one. Baal mum psulo biyachid. That a kohen is a baal mum can happen by one. Al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza. But to say that a kohen who's called a ben grusha ben chalutza is not a proof. It's not analogous to psulo b'shnayim, because that's only with two. So you see the law of Rava that a single witness is not believed about personal status. What will Abaye do? Abaye said a single witness is believed about personal status. Abaye, Amar Abaye will tell you, Lolam to come out kishleit. That Bryson was talking about when the guy was denying it. With the comment on my Mehemet, so you said, well, if he's denying the fact that he's a Baal Mum, why is he believed? Amar Le, because the other guy can tell him. Shlach. He said, Shlach Achvi, you know what? You claim you're not a Baal Mum. Show it to us. Drop your pants. He's not willing to show that he's not a Baal Mum. So that ruins his contestant. That ruins his credibility, and it shows that the Eid Echad is right. Vayna Diktani, that's what it was saying. Mikvah Psula Begufo, Baal Mum Psula Begufo. The mikvah is disqualified in it itself. You can always check it. The Mum, the blemish, you can always check. Ayochiach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But that's not analogous to a testimony that someone's mother was divorced or chalutza, psula me'achem, you can't check. So now the Gemara just quotes the psukim for this interesting halacha. How do we know that a ben grusha ben chalutza avodaso kshema, if he did the service, it actually worked? Minalan, how do we know that? Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, one possibility. Amar Kada Pasuk says, by Pinchas, V'hoyselo lezaro acharav, it'll be for him and his seed after him. So that tells you, all seed, bein zera kasher, bein zera pasul. Whether it is kosher seed or disqualified seed, he can do the service. Avu the Shmuel Amar from the following source, Mehacha. Barech Hashem chelo, God blessed the strength of Levi, upol yodav tirtzeh, and the handiwork of his hands you will desire. That means afilu chulin shabo, even the chel, even the secular things, the chalalim, tirtzeh, you want their service. And Rabbi Yana Yamai Merach, the third source, Pasuk says, uvasal ha-koin ha-shayir b'yom ma'em, go to the coin who will be in those days. V'chital al-dat ha-shadam ha-holeket ha-koin shalo ha-y b'yom, can you go to a coin who's in a different era? Elo, what does it mean? Zekashev n'schalel. Any coin that you have, even if he was a coin kosher, and then it turns out that he was a chalal, but the eved, it worked. Baal mum davodaso psulo minalan. How do we know that if a coin is a baal mum, though, that the service is rejected? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Amar Kav, the pasuk says, lochein emor, therefore tell Pinchas, hinini no sein lo esprisi shalom, therefore I give him my covenant of peace. That means, kishuhu shalim, he has to be complete with all of his limbs, lo kushu chaser, not when he's missing a limb. I va shalom tziv, but it says peace, not complete. Amar Rav Nachman, vav de shalom, the vav of the word shalom is written in the Sefer Torah, k'tiyahi, with it being cut off. It's read like the word shalim to teach me that the kohen has to be complete. Yeah.